Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Vladimir Putin is on the march in the Middle East. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to this broadcast table with more details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There's a conference going on in Moscow with Russia, Turkey, and Syria coming together and Iran to discuss peace in Syria. But at the same time, they take the opportunity to bring Hamas and Fatah. And the Russians are telling them, hey, if you two guys get together, you can win this situation with the Israelis.
Well, Jimmy, there's just no question now that Vladimir Putin is on the march in the Middle East. He's influencing countries all over the region. I just mentioned Lebanon. They're stepping up their relations there. They have clearly helped the Assad regime to win the war. They haven't completely won it yet, but for the most part they have in Syria, whereas 3 years ago Assad was losing, and before that the U.S. was saying he's going to be out of power. We'll make sure of that. Well, that didn't happen. Stepping up relations with Iraq, also with Saudi Arabia, with the Khashoggi affair having harmed relations with the U.S., he's stepping into that vacuum. And the Jerusalem report this week said that, you know, Russia will be the dominant power in the region before long. And of course, that includes Gaza. They've had relations with Hamas and Islamic Jihad for some time now, but they're stepping that up. So it's a very, very bad situation, Jimmy, and, you know, the war front heating up in the north and in the Gaza Strip, and Hamas will take aid wherever it can get it. And again, we're seeing the old Soviet Union-style intervention in the region returning, and that's obviously not good for Israel. Netanyahu going to meet with Putin soon, and I'm sure he'll be bringing all this up and trying to persuade him to tone this thing down. But they're on a roll, Jimmy, and it doesn't look like Moscow is going to turn around anytime soon.
David Dolan with details on how Vladimir Putin is gaining greater influence in the Middle East almost on a daily basis. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. David Dolan gave us a report on the growing influence and presence of Russia and President Putin in the Middle East. The old Soviet Union had a similar impact in the Middle East several decades ago. But today, this Russian presence and influence in this key region of the world is like it has never been before. In fact, Russia's power in the state of Syria and Putin's control of many of the Middle Eastern players fits the prophetic scenario that is found in Ezekiel chapter 38. Magog, in that passage, verse 2, is modern-day Russia. And the personality, Gog, could today refer to Vladimir Putin. Ezekiel's prophecy could be fulfilled very soon now. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...